This is the Texas Standard.
Ever looked up into the night sky and wondered, are we truly alone in this universe? If you're among those who want to believe, the good news might be that new planets are being found with increasing frequency. So far, the total is something like 3,700 planets orbiting distant stars. Whether any one of them can actually support life, well, that is another question, is it not? It's long been assumed that certain geographic features were required to sustain life, you know, something that looked more like, I don't know, Earth. But a Rice University researcher has discovered our assumptions might have been misplaced, and this might just open up a whole new world of possibilities. Dr. Adrian Lenardich teaches planetary geophysics at Rice University, and he's part of a group of scientists commissioned by NASA to advance the search for life beyond Earth. Dr. Lenardich, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Great to be here.
Some of your recent research has shown that life can exist on planets without plate tectonics. Explain what that means in layperson's terms.
So in layperson's terms, we know that life requires energy. And for a long time, we've thought that energy from the star is critical. But there's also energy from the interior of the planet. And the interior energy on our planet manifests itself on the surface geologically in the form of plate tectonics, drifting continents, volcanoes in certain locations.
Sure.
But that energy can manifest itself in different ways. And it need not be plate tectonics. Planets can have volcanic activity, can create mountains, can have the energy sources that life can make a living off of without being geographically or geologically exactly the same as the Earth.
Well, now let me stop you right there because I want to understand something. Is this a rethinking of the assumptions that's sort of based on theory or on some kind of geophysical discovery that's now been made?
It's been based partially on both. So one of the things we have discovered as we've explored other planets, even in our own solar system, is that they can have geologic activity, volcanoes, mountains being created, but not be the same as the type of activity we have on our own planet. So that's been something we've known. From the theoretical side, there has been work now to ask, could those different types of geologic activity allow for the conditions that are conducive to life as we know it? More specifically, could they actually maintain conditions that allow liquid water to exist over long time scales? And when a geologist says long, we mean millions to tens of millions of years.
I noticed you mentioned liquid water, and I suppose we should pull back for just a moment and ask, I mean, this is a heck of a job to advance the search for life beyond Earth. How do you define life? Where do you begin with that?
That's a good question. That's actually had so many scientists working on it, from Aaron Schrodinger's first book, What is Life?, where he actually posed that question. And it's a broad question. I think we've actually tried to sort of sit down and say, well, what is it we can agree upon? Because those definitions could vary. One of the things we've agreed upon is that life does require some level of energy. But the connection here to water and liquid water and life as we know it is that those are the things that we can hope, certainly within the next generations of telescopes, that we could actually discover signals of on distant planets.
You know, it almost makes me wonder what research into life beyond other planets has changed about what we know about life here on Earth or some of the assumptions that we make about it.
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit. And one of the reasons people like myself, geologists who study the Earth's history, have become involved in this is as we've looked deeper into the rock record to say something about what our planet was like over time, we've realized that conditions on the Earth, say a billion years ago, might have looked like an alien planet for all intents and purposes. And even 2 billion years ago, when our atmosphere did not have oxygen, but there's good evidence, very good evidence, that it did have life.
Let's pretend that nobody's listening right now. How long do you think it's going to be before we'll hear that bulletin on the evening news, you know, life discovered on another planet?
The new telescope that's going to go up, the James Webb, that's going to be in 2030, that it's actually going to get some signals from the atmosphere to tell us something about the composition of the atmosphere on other planets. Now, to go beyond this, I'm going to have to go in a little bit of a scientist, but I think general human sort of view that we're blending our enthusiasm, our optimism, and I am an optimist about this. I hope it will happen in my lifetime, but also with a certain level of caution. And it's not just scientific caution, it's just general human caution that this would be one of the biggest discoveries we can make. So we want to be 100% sure, or as sure as we can be. From there, I can't really, sort of make any bets. It's going to actually depend on the next level of the telescopes that come in. But again, being an optimist, within 2 generations of telescopes, that's, 50 years.
Pretty exciting stuff. Dr. Adrian Leonard teaches planetary geophysics at Rice University, and he's part of a group of scientists working with NASA to advance the search for life beyond Earth. Professor, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Hey, thanks for having me.